I've got to imagine that you and your associates in the roofing industry are pretty busy these days.
Oh, absolutely. It's been a wet spring and a wet summer. We had a early monsoon coupled with an El Nino storm system, and everything is very green.
All right. Are you seeing mostly are the issues with older roofs, or are we, because of the amount of rain, even a newer roof might have a problem?
What we're seeing is some of the older roofs, newer ones, the sealants haven't had a chance to dry out and crack yet. So any roof that's older than about 5 years old is going to start showing signs of wear due to the temperature differentials and UV and in general lack of humidity that we have. So it's a lot of the older ones, but depending on the amount of rain, they're all prone to a little leakage occasionally.
How long is it taking you, and what are you hearing from your other folks in the industry before you can actually get around to taking a look at when somebody calls? If I call you today, is it going to be a week before the crew gets out there? Is it going to be 2 weeks? Or is it going to be tomorrow? I mean, how's that working out?
Well, just to go look at it, it's a week. And that's just estimate the scope of the work. Depending on whether it's a repair, flat roof, shingle roof, things like that, upwards of 2 to 3 weeks just to get to the work.
Yeah, so the rain continues, so do the leaks until you guys can get out there.
Well, it also compounds the problem. When it's wet, there's nothing we can do. If it looks like it's going to storm, the last thing you want us to do is take off your roof. So every day we get rain is another day that gets put back on the schedule.
Okay. And give me give me the 101 on how to make sure that people are getting a legitimate roofer. And, you know, we always hear about these crews coming in from out of state.
The main thing to look for, first of all, you know, what are they driving when they show up? Is it something that has the name of a local company on it or something you've never heard of? That's number one. Number two, ask them. I mean, they should have business cards. They should have the information that you want. Are they licensed? Are they insured? Are they bonded? All of these things you can double-check with up in Santa Fe, the Construction Industries Division. You can do a license check and find out if they are indeed qualified. Some, like you're saying, some of the storm chasers, they come in from out of town, and they may pair up with a local company, or they may just try to sneak in and sneak out. Hard to say sometimes, so do your due diligence. Check them out before you sign off on anything.
All right.